You're listening to English with Monty, the podcast about the English language. Today is 8 Minute English, talking about the past perfect. Hello there and welcome to 8 Minute English. I've got Gideon. Sorry, I didn't say it correctly. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you, John.
Excellent stuff. We've got
I'm speaking quickly because I've only got 8 minutes.
Yes, there's a first for everything, isn't there? What? Did you say something?
That's the introduction out of the way.
That's it. There we go. And we're going to talk about the past perfect.
Okay, talk about it then.
We haven't done this yet. Is the past perfect important? How do we use it? Where do we use it? I guess in spoken English, it's not used a tremendous amount, is it?
No, I think we do use it in spoken English, actually, John.
Do we?
Well, yeah. I didn't know that you had been to Blackball.
Okay,
how
yeah.
How else can you say it?
That's a good point. Why are you using it? Because past perfect is had plus the past participle, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You had been to Blackball.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you using that? And why is that appropriate? Why can't you use the past simple?
It's like a sort of sequence of events or order of events. So in that sentence, so I'll give you another sentence. When I arrived, I realized that I had been here before. There's three times. I mean, there's now.
Mm-hmm.
There's when I arrived. That's in the past, isn't it? And then you're looking back at a second past. I had been here before, and it's the second past that you put in the past perfect. Is that right? Doing
yes.
This grammar thing from the top of my head, I'm not reading any notes.
I suppose there's that connection, isn't there, between two events, isn't there? As in,
yeah.
I tend to talk about it and say, often this is, not always, but it can be related to telling a story, can't it? You're doing one past before another past, so I had been there before. It was obviously before the past you were talking about, going into the place, which is the past simple. But there's a connection there, isn't there? And there has to be that connection, as in entering the place or going into the place, because that happened before, and that's why you're using the past perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easier with a few more examples, isn't it? I think you're discussing tenses. Sometimes the definitions are a bit hazy, but once you give examples, it all becomes clear. Should we do that?
Yeah, I think we should.
By the time the police arrived, the thief had escaped, because they take a long time to come sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, the event at that moment is the police arriving, isn't it? That's what we're focusing on. But then there is that link with the thief, isn't there? Who's not there because he's gone away on a previous occasion, a previous past. Because also as well, it doesn't really matter too much, does it? If you switch the sentence around, you could say the thief had escaped when the police arrived. But that doesn't really change anything, does it?
No, you can rearrange it. I've got another example. When I got to the pub, I saw that John had already drunk 5 pints of beer and 2 packets of cheesy Watsits.
That's normal, isn't it? Before you arrive in the space of 30 minutes.
So I arrive at a certain moment, but obviously the drinking and the consuming of the cheesy Watsits happened before I arrived, and I arrived in the past. So something happened in another past. So that's the second past. So that's the past perfect.
I've definitely eaten the cheesy Watsits. Yeah.
For those that are unfamiliar, cheesy Watsits are like an English delicacy, aren't they? Like jellied eels.
We eat them for breakfast, don't we?
Yeah.
High quality
barroom snacks.
Indeed. I don't think I've ever been to a pub with cheesy Watsits. Perhaps I'm not going to the kind of places that you do.
Maybe they were Quavers. Do you remember Quavers, John?
I do, yeah. Watch out, they taste curly.
Okay. We'll tell you that you can also use the past perfect in reported speech. I think we should mention that.
In what sense?
Reported speech. Either you can use past perfect, so I'll give you an example in a second, or you can use the present simple. When I saw John, he told me that he had been in a fight.
But do you know why I was in fight?
No, why?
Because somebody stole my cheesy Watsits.
That
is reported speech, isn't it? Because you're talking about a past element, telling somebody, and then you have to use the past perfect to replace the past simple, don't you, in that case? We can also use it with before, can't we?
Yes, I think so. We'll give an example.
They'd left before I'd spoken to them.
Okay.
I guess it's to show an action that wasn't done or was incomplete when the past action happened.
Mm. I think you often use it after I didn't know or something like that. that I wasn't aware that. For example, I didn't know that you had climbed Mont Blanc.
It's not using before, is it?
No, this is a different case. I wasn't aware that you'd been in the army. After certain phrases, we tend to use the past perfect.
Sadly, Gideon's hand fell off before he could finish his book. Before he had finished his book, sorry.
Exactly. So you've gone back to the before example, but yes.
Sorry, I just thought I'd do a bit more of a before thing just to get that in.
Okay, fair enough.
But what you said is great. And also we can do it with adverbs. With already, still, and just, ever and never, can't we?
You can use it sometimes after things like if only as well. Mm-hmm. You? If only you had told me before. That's another common one. If only I had known. To show regret. There's only one past. That's interesting because usually it's two pasts with past perfect. But after the expression if only, there's only one past. So it's kind of an exception, isn't it?
It is really,
if only I had known that before I met you. There's one past, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to ask John always for confirmation. My grammar's not that good.
You have to remember as well, I don't always know. I could be bluffing. Should we do a few examples with already, still, just, ever, never? It was the most amazing haircut I'd ever seen.
What do I say now?
Well, I don't know. You can say whatever you want to say. When you got your haircut a couple of weeks ago, it was the most amazing haircut I had ever seen.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I called his office, but he'd already gone.
Yeah, that's a good example. That's before the specified time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It still hadn't rained, even though we were in November.
He still hadn't returned the cash, even though I had asked him many times.
Oh, yeah, you're using it twice there. That's why I have you on the show.
I had never been on a podcast as interesting as this one.
Great. I went to visit Gideon, but he'd just moved to Outer Mongolia. What do you think? Have we covered everything? Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I'm okay.
Already, that's talking about before the specified time. Still, it's kind of like as previously, and just as a very short time before the specified time, ever at any time before the specified time, and never at no time before the specified time. I suppose we haven't really done never. I'd never met anybody from North Finchley before I met Marmaduke.
Okay. I don't know where you get your example from.
From the top of my head.
I tasted it, and honestly, I'd never had anything as delicious as these salted peanuts.
They're great, aren't they? I think we've covered everything, so thank you very much for joining me, Gideon.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to 8-Minute English.